God is mostly a glad God. He is a God who is full of joy. You know, if we could peel back the sky and peel back space and look into heaven, what would we see sitting on the throne of glory? We would see a God who has a heart full of joy, a heart full of gladness, a heart full of love for you. God is a glad God. And I believe that when you understand that at the very core of God's character, there is joy and He is glad. When you understand that you serve a glad God, it changes your whole life. See, that's the truth. The truth of God is He is a glad God. There is truth, there is truth, there is gladness, there is hope.
At first, does that seem like a peculiar thought to you, that God could be glad? Well, it might be if you have some rather unbiblical notions of God. This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you for joining us. Today, Pastor Jeff provides some real food for thought about God and His nature in a message called, Is God Really Like That? It's from Jeff's series, Heartbeat, Becoming a Person After God's Own Heart. You see, if we want to have a heart like God's heart, we have to know what to look for in His heart. Now, if you can't be with us for the entire lesson today, please go online to listen again at fromhisheart.org. Right now, be ready to read along in the 16th chapter of Psalms. Here's Pastor Jeff to answer the question, is God really like that?
Now, as we begin, I want to ask you a question. How does God feel most of the time? What's His emotional state most of the time? Let me think about some emotions. What do you think when you think of how God feels? Is God excited? Is He bored? Is He concerned? Is He detached? Is He angry? Is He happy? Is He depressed? Is He delighted? Is He displeased? Is He satisfied? How does God feel most of the time? Now, let me ask you a more penetrating question. How does God feel most of the time about you? When He thinks of you, what kind of emotions are conjured up in God's heart? I'm convinced that lots of people, when they think about the emotions of God as it relates to God thinking about them, they would say, well, you know, God to me is a sad God. He's a sad God. He's grieved in His heart. He's grieved over my sins and my failures and my bad choices and my selfishness. And He's grieved, over the world because the world is going in the wrong direction. And just like it says in Genesis chapter 6, when God looked out on the world and every intent of the thoughts of their heart was only evil continually, that the Lord was sorry that He made man. He was grieved in His heart. And they say, that's the way God is. He's a sad God. Others say, well, I don't think of God when He thinks of me that He's so sad. I think He's probably mad. He's a mad God. We got an angry deity in the glory. He's mad. Mad at the way I'm living. Mad at the way I keep messing up. If you think of God like the wizard in The Wizard of Oz, how close can you get to Him? Lots of people have a view of God like the wizard. And you're scared to death. You're like the cowardly lion saying, when can we get out of here? Wake me up when it's over because I want to leave His presence. See, lots of people think of God as a sad God. Lots of people think of God as a mad God. And although God does get sad, and although God does get mad, God is not mostly a sad God. He's not mostly a mad God. God is mostly a glad God. He is a God who is full of joy. You know, if we could peel back the sky and peel back space and look into heaven, what would we see sitting on the throne of glory. We wouldn't see a God with a scowl. We would see a God with a smile. We wouldn't see a God who has a heart full of anger. We would see a God who has a heart full of joy, a heart full of gladness, a heart full of love for you. God is a glad God. And I believe that when you understand that at the very core of God's character, there is joy and He is glad. When you understand that you serve a glad God, it changes your whole life. See, that's the truth. The truth of God is He is a good God. He's a glad God. Now, the Bible says, Jesus said in John chapter 8, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. You know what the devil does? He is called in Scripture an accuser of the brethren. He's called in Scripture a deceiver. Jesus said He's a liar and the father of lies. So the devil tries to get us all shackled with lies. And because he is the father of lies, he tells lies about the biggest subject. And the biggest subject is God. And the devil will tell you lies about God so that you will think negatively about God, so that you will keep your distance from God, so that you'll think about God in a fearful way, like they did in The Wizard of Oz toward the wizard. Keep you away from God. But He's a liar and the father of lies, and Jesus came to show us what the Father was like and to break down those lies so that we could know the truth. Now, there is a principle in the Bible. It's taught in Psalm 115, and the principle is this: you become like the thing, the idol, the God that you worship. And if you worship a false view of God, if you don't worship Him in spirit and truth, if you don't know the truth and the truth shall make you free, then you're going to be in bondage and your relationship with God is not going to be right. And you're not going to become like David, a man after God's own heart, because you'll have a warped view of God. And you'll be messed up. See, lots of people see God as stern, as rigid, as a God you can't please, a God who, when you come to Him, He's like, what? You never do anything right. I mean, you can try something so hard with all your heart, and you come before the Lord, and He just keeps picking apart all the stuff you did wrong, and you just get so discouraged, and He's just like shaking His head every time He looks at you. When you see that view of God, when that picture of God hangs in the halls in your mind, and you begin to worship a God like that, you start to become like that. You become one that other people can't please. You become one who's very legalistic and stern and rigid. And that's how your Christianity is. And that's what you present to other people. That's what you present to your kids. That's what you present to people at school. But that's not a representation of what God is like. See, the Pharisees were like that. And they had missed the heart of God by a million miles. But David didn't miss the heart of God. David knew that God wasn't mean and rigid and stern. He knew that God wasn't a mad God or a sad God. He knew that God was a glad God. And in Psalm chapter 16 and verse 7, he wrote this: I will bless the Lord who has counseled me. Indeed, my mind instructs me in the night. I have set the Lord continually before me. Because He is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad, and my glory, my soul, my tongue rejoices. My flesh also will dwell securely. For You will not abandon my soul to Sheol, neither will You allow Thy Holy One to undergo decay. You will make known to me the path of life. In Your presence is fullness of joy. In Your right hand there are pleasures forever. We're just going to kind of camp in verse 11. We're going to kind of camp around that thought. In God's presence is an abundance of joy. That word joy means exceeding gladness. In God's presence, there's an abundance of exceeding gladness. In His right hand, there are pleasures, delights, sweet things forevermore. That is awesome. See, that's at the heart of who God is. Why is being in His presence full of joy and full of gladness? Where does that come from? It comes out of God's heart. Because God is a joyful, happy God, a glad God. Now, I told you that I am under the belief that understanding that God is a glad God is life-changing for many of us, and it will change your life specifically if you really embrace it. And there are three breakthroughs I want to share with you under the thought of God being a glad God and understanding that. Breakthrough number one, when you understand that God is a glad God, it helps you draw near to God. See, if we're going to become people after God's own heart, then we have to draw near to God. And when I understand God is a glad God, He's a happy God, He has a smile on His face, I can draw near to Him. If God is not like that, if He's like the wizard in the Wizard of Oz, well, you keep your distance.
Well, we're going to take a closer look at God in just a moment when Pastor Jeff continues this message today called, Is God Really Like That? Now, we've been talking about a glad God today, but it's tough to fully understand a smiling God when our lives are full of sadness. If life is hard for you or for someone you know and love right now, the Apostle Paul was no stranger to this truth, which is why he wrote often about the tremendous sufferings and hardships that he faced in life. He warned us that the Christian life would not be easy. So how do you deal with that? Well, this month, Pastor Jeff Shreve wants to help you with a copy of his powerful booklet called Sticks and Stones, What to Do When the Going Gets Tough. It's our thanks for your gift of support of any amount to From His Heart this month. People need to hear that God loves them and has a great plan for their lives no matter what they've done or the hardships they face. Your support of From His Heart allows this message to be heard around the world every day by countless listeners. So thanks for all you do to help. And with your gift this month, we'd like to send you Jeff's booklet, Sticks and Stones, What to Do When the Going Gets Tough. Just call 1-800-985-1530 and request it when you make your gift. That's 1-800-985-1530. Or go online to fromhisheart.org. The truth is, God wants to help you stand strong through these hard times, just like He did with Paul. Now let's get back to today's lesson called, Is God Really Like That?
You ever worked for a psycho? I had a boss. He would just go off on you. And when you're around this guy, you had to be careful what you said. He always said, I don't like surprises. That was his big statement to me. Jeff, I don't like surprises. But he didn't like bad news. I didn't know how to share it. Everything was a surprise to him. It was like, this customer's going to quit us. He'd go crazy. I don't like surprises. I was like, well, how else do I tell you that? I had a problem with an account one time. Guy was going to kick me out. He was going to go with another company. I knew it wasn't going to work. So I brought this guy into the account, my district manager, psycho boss. I brought him in. Psycho boss and the customer almost got in a fist fight. He told me afterward, we were walking down to the car, he said, Jeff, don't worry about that account. I think you lost it. And I said, well, wasn't so sure till you got here, but now I know for sure I lost it. But he was, you couldn't get close to him because he's a psycho. He had just a hair trigger temper. And you always had to be careful and walk on eggshells. And I know his family was kind of like that. They had to walk on eggshells because dad might blow a gasket. Well, is God like that? No, he's not like that. And although people are like that and you can't draw near to him, God is not like that. You can draw near, and the presence of God is a safe place. A safe place. Look what he says in verse 8. He says, I've set the Lord continually before me because he is at my right hand. He said, God is as near to me as my right hand. And because he is at my right hand, I'll not be shaken. Therefore, because the Lord is so near, because the Lord is so close, because the Lord is so good, my heart is glad and my glory, my soul rejoices, and my flesh also will dwell securely. Boy, that was just safety there for David to get close to God. Because God's a safe place. Do you see God as a safe place? A place where you can dwell securely? A place where you can be honest? A place when you're hurting that you can tell God you're hurting? A place when you're blowing it that you can come and you can tell God I'm blowing it? I'm struggling and I'm blowing it. God, help me. Do you see the Lord like that? It's so important to be able to see Him as a safe place. Now, the people in Jesus' day, They had a view of God that they got from the Pharisees. God is legalistic. God is stern. God is rigid. You get out of line, whap, God will smack you. It was a very arm's length kind of relationship with God. That's what the Pharisees had. That's what they had with the Pharisees. The Pharisees weren't people you could get close to, especially if you were a tax collector or a sinner or a little kid. Little kids didn't run up to the Pharisees. Hey, can I sit in your lap, Caiaphas? Of course not. But they did that with Jesus. They did that. They would run and grab Jesus, and the disciples would be holding them off. Hey, you'd leave the teacher alone. He's busy, and you're just a little kid. Go get out of here. Jesus said, don't do that, Peter. Don't do that, James and John. Let the little kids come. And he'd have his arms open wide, and they'd come, and he'd give them a bear hug, and he'd bless them. Don't you know those little kids? They'd go home. They'd say, Mom, you know what I did today? What? I sat in Jesus' lap. Jesus, the famous preacher, the teacher, the rabbi, Jesus, we didn't have time for you. Yeah, he did, Mom. He did. He opened up his arms. He gave me a big hug. You know, Mom, he really likes me. He's so nice. He was there with his arms open wide. That's the Lord. It's the safe place. Kids know when it's safe or when it's not safe. And the people would come, the little kids would come and sit in his lap. He's a safe place. He's a safe place. And not only is he a safe place, he's also a healing place. The Lord, the presence of God, is a healing place. So you might be thinking, yeah, he's a safe place as long as you're doing right. But if you're not doing right, then it's not safe. If you're living in sin, then you can't come before God. I mean, God is not a glad God when I'm sinning. See, Jeff, the reason I see God as a mad God is because I'm not living right and I know he's mad at me. Wrong. Wrong. He is not glad at what you're doing, but he's glad about you. He loves you. He hates your sin, but he loves you. And the reason he hates your sin is because your sin is destroying you. But he loves you. And he says, not only am I a safe place for you, but I'm also a healing place. And when you are struggling, and when you're doing poorly, and when you are falling into sin in the area of lust, in the area of sexual immorality, in the area of bitterness, in the area of jealousy, in the area of pride, the area of hatred, the Lord says, come to me with that. The devil will tell you, no, no, the father of lies. He says, no, no, you can't come to God with that. You're a sinner, and you're going to come before the God who is fire and smoke that we saw on the screen. You're going to come before God like that? No, 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 you can't do that. But God is a healing God. There's healing in the presence of God. The scripture says in Hebrews 4, for we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but one who has been tempted in all things as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Man, are you out away from the Lord? Are you saying with that hymn writer, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore, very deeply stained within, sinking to rise no more? The Lord says, come to me, all who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you shall find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my load is light. He invites you to come. Understanding that God is a glad God helps you to draw near to God. That's a big breakthrough. Breakthrough number two, not only does it help you to draw near to God, it helps you to gain strength from God. Look what he says in verse 8. I have set the Lord continually before me, because he is at my right hand, I will not be shaken. What David said, I'm strong in the Lord because he is near, he is as close as my right hand. I'm not going to slip, I'm not going to fall, I'm not going to totter. That's what that word shaken means. I'll be stable and strong. The joy of the Lord, the Bible says in Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, the joy of the Lord is your strength. The joy of the Lord. Now, you know what that means? That means as you begin to think about the fact that God has joy in his heart, his default setting is just he's a joyful God, but he has joy in his heart over you that gives you strength. Zephaniah, you might want to jot this scripture down. Zephaniah chapter 3 and verse 17 says this, "He will rejoice over you with shouts of joy." King James says, "He will rejoice over you with singing." That's what God does when he thinks about you. He has a shout of joy. He has a song in his heart when he thinks about you. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. Now, we all have times of weakness, times where life just seems like it weighs a million pounds and it's just caving in on us and we don't think we can go on any longer. Hey, when you are going through a time like that, you have to remind yourself, as David reminded himself, God is for me. God is for me. Psalm 56 and verse 9 says this, "My enemies will turn back." David wrote this, "will turn back in the day when I call." How do you know this, David? "This I know because God is for me." God is for me. I had a friend of mine in college who began to get a warped view of God. And he was like a lot of guys. He struggled so much with the lusts of the flesh. And he would just think that he was such a bum. He was so terrible. He was so horrible. He was so awful. Here he was, a Christian, and he was struggling with the lusts of the flesh. And you know what his life verse was? Judges chapter 2 and verse 15. "Wherever they went, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil." Now, he didn't say, "That's my life verse," but he would talk about that verse a lot. He said, "I just feel like those people in Judges chapter 2, that everywhere I go, the hand of the Lord is against me for evil." That's a terrible view of God. How much joy did my friend Mike have? Not much. I mean, that's not what the Lord says about you. David said, "I'm not going to believe that the hand of the Lord is against me for evil everywhere I turn. This I know, that God is for me." The joy of the Lord, as he has joy over me, that gives me strength. Strength to keep on, strength to seek him, strength to get close to him.
You're listening to From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve. And isn't it great how the straightforward promises and the truths of Scripture can strengthen us and be so comforting to us when troubles abound? Well, we're not finished yet with the truths in this powerful lesson. Make plans to be with us next time for the conclusion to "Is God Really Like That?" Now, this message is from Jeff's six-message series called Heartbeat, Becoming a Person After God's Own Heart. Listen, if you've lost the passion for Christ that you once had, if you want to be on fire for God again, this powerful, hopeful, and insightful series from Jeff will help you grow in your love for Jesus and truly become a person after God's own heart, filled with real joy. It's available in CD, MP3, and transcript formats. To order your copy, call 1-800-985-1530. That's 1-800-985-1530. Or go online to fromhisheart.org. Well, time is gone for today for the broadcast. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you'll be here tomorrow for part two of the lesson called, "Is God Really Like That?" Here's a preview of what's to come.
Think about Jesus. How did he walk this earth when he was ministering in his earthly body? The long face, sad eyes. Is that the way he was? Of course not. Man, in him was life. That's why they came from everywhere. It was not just for the miracles. It was just to be in his presence, because in his presence is fullness of joy. I believe when Jesus woke up in the morning, he'd be singing. He would wake up rejoicing. Is that how you wake up?
Join us on Wednesday when Pastor Jeff Shreve opens up God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from his heart. This program is sponsored by From His Heart Ministries, the listener-supported outreach of Dr. Jeff Shreve, who believes that no matter how badly you've messed up in life, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for you. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.